Hello, everybody. Well, there was a finding by the United Nations just a few days ago, and they found that Russia shot down Malaysia Airways Airlines flight MH17, and that was shot down in July 2014, so almost 11 years ago. And that was the United Nations' own aviation agency arrived at that conclusion. 290 people were on board, that's passengers and crew, and they all died as a result. Some killed the initial explosion, some when they hit the ground. You can imagine their horror as they're falling through the air several kilometres to hit the ground over East Ukraine. So Russia has lied and lied and lied about this. And if you believe Russia's denials, you will probably believe that there is no war in Ukraine. And that is still their position, that there is no war in Ukraine, that Russia did not invade Ukraine. Lie after lie after lie, no matter how blatant, absolutely shameless, barefaced lying they're telling incessantly. So the International Civil Aviation Organization arrived at this conclusion. The Russian Federation did not uphold its obligations pursuant to international air law. And the particular law in question says you must refrain from resorting to the use of weapons against civil aircraft in flight. But so Malaysia Airlines, that's a civilian passenger plane. It was flying from Amsterdam Schiphol to Kuala Lumpur. So it was early in Russia's invasion of the Donbass. That's the eastern Ukrainian regions of Donetsk. What's the other one? Not Zaporizhia. It'll come to me. Lugansk. So there were people call them pro-Russian rebels, terrorists, really. If you're fighting illegally, not for a recognized state, often not a military uniform, not adhering to the Geneva Convention, you are a terrorist, aren't you? So any act of violence, unlawful violence, in furtherance of any ideological, national, religious, or other cause is terrorism. That's according to the Terrorism Act in the United Kingdom. You'd find that in most free countries. Of course, in Russia, terrorism is questioning the establishment. Terrorism in Russia is what the rest of the world calls journalism. So everybody was killed on that flight. The majority of them were Dutch. Many of them were going to change in Kuala Lumpur, fly on to Australia. That's why 38 Australian citizens were killed, 10 Britons, a Belgian, and some Malaysian citizens as well. So there's been Russian obfuscation about this. We know it was them. They'd shot down a Ukrainian Air Force plane the day before. They thought they're on the roll. They saw this one and they shot it down. And indeed, their social media posts come out captured immediately after saying, yeah, we shot down an enemy aircraft. Some of their radio communications were intercepted and recorded. And they were able to identify the individuals who did this. The sort of the Buk missile supplied by Russia, illegally brought across the border into Ukraine. That was weapon smuggling for one thing, and used it. And then the Russians have denied, come up with the most preposterous, transparent lies, claiming it was the Ukrainian military who shot it down on the basis of no evidence whatsoever. But wait a second, why would the Ukrainians be shooting down any planes at all, since the Russian Air Force was not operating over East Ukraine? Moreover, the pro-Russian terrorists in Donbass didn't have any planes. So why would the Ukrainians shoot down any planes? They didn't. It's not till years later, not till the 2022 invasion, that the Russian Air Force started flying over East Ukraine. And yeah, then that's when Ukrainian air defense was active. But sort of 8 years after this incident. So the Australian Foreign Minister, Penny Wong, not a woman who have a lot of time, but I have to say I concur with her on this one, said, we call upon Russia to finally face up to its responsibility for this horrific act of violence and make reparations for this egregious conduct. Well said, Penny, all apart from the split infinitive. And indeed, the Netherlands Foreign Minister, Caspar Velderkamp, he added, it's an important step towards establishing the truth and achieving justice and accountability. So the people who committed these murders, they identified three men in particular, pro-Russian terrorists in East Ukraine, who gave the orders and so on. They have been indicted in the Netherlands. They have not come to attend their trial. I don't think it's gone ahead in absentia. Well, why not? The Netherlands, renowned for its fair trials. I've never heard of a person being unfairly convicted of a crime in the Netherlands. All right, maybe it happens, but I think that would be vanishingly rare. I think that'd be like 0.01% of times. Whereas in Russia, innocent people are convicted all the time. And not just those who are actually guilty of completely preposterous and unfair laws, like expressing an opinion. If you're a Buryat, if you want independent Buryata and you say that, that is a crime, so-called extremism. That's years in jail. The sentences are harsher now than the Soviet Union in the 1960s, several years in prison for peaceful protest. And so it goes on. A dead person was put on trial in Russia. Yeah, that's right. A dead man. Okay, Sergei Magnitsky, the lawyer who exposed this massive tax fraud scheme of hundreds of millions of dollars, he was murdered in prison by Putin's authorities, extremely cruelly denied medical treatment for a very painful condition, and then willfully murdered, beaten to death. And then after he died, he was charged with the very crime that he'd exposed. And so he was put on trial whilst a dead man. They didn't bring his corpse in there. And there's a cage in Russian courtrooms, all right, for the suspect, just to make the suspect look guilty, to make the trial even more unfair. That cage was guarded. There was nobody in the cage. That sounds the theatre really absurd. They guarded the cage in case, what, his ghost escaped or something? And nonetheless, he was found guilty. And how can he testify? And how could he be punished several years after he died? And all the rest of it. So that is how daft things are under Putin. Is absolutely bonkers. So we know that Russia violates international law every single day and on an enormous scale. So in 2022, that court in the Netherlands, it found that this pro-Russian terrorist group had shot down the jet, and that two Russians and one Ukrainian traitor who was fighting for Russia, they were found guilty of murder in absentia, and they've been awarded reclusio perpetua. Russia won't extradite its own citizens, so they've not served a day in prison. What else about this? I mean, I think it was cock-up rather than conspiracy. I don't think they would wish to shoot down a Malaysian Airlines plane because they've got decent relations with Malaysia, which is neutral on this issue. There was no gain for them in that. Relations with the Western countries weren't even that bad at the time. This was damaging to their reputation. But obviously, you've got to be very, very careful identifying these aircraft, friend or foe or neutral, and only shoot it down if you're sure it's an enemy aircraft. And these mistakes happen all the time. The Iranians, they shot down a Ukrainian passenger plane a few years ago. They lied and lied about it for a few days. Even they came clean. Only is that the Russian state will tell these endless lies, no matter how ridiculous, no matter how obviously proven they are to be lies. When they had that massive military buildup on the border of Ukraine in early 2022, saying that this was no threat to anyone. Okay, an absolutely obvious lie, a whopper of a lie, telling all sorts of blatant lies that Ukraine has begun the war. So it's lie after lie after lie after lie. They never stop lying, and it's projection. And then Putin was beside himself with rage when he's saying that the West is an empire of lies, and that's exactly what he is. So it's terrible. All these completely innocent people were killed. Now, was it murder? Was it manslaughter? Because I suppose it was murder, because these terrorists had no right to be fighting anyone, even if they had shot down a Ukrainian military aircraft. The Ukrainians are fighting legally, whereas their enemy is not. Right, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate PayPal, georgecallan790@gmail.com. Goodbye.